everyone. We are starting with Rav Hashem Siman Tzadi Aleph after the longest Siman in Hilchos Tefila. Siman Tzadi Aleph. She has her Masna Mechasa Rosha B'Shas Tefila, which really is how one is supposed to dress for Tefila. So the Gemara in Brachos at the bottom of Kaf Dalet of Beis tells us, Tani Nami Hachi. Someone's waist is covered, meaning his bottom, his body is covered, but the top is not covered, he does not have a shirt on. It is mutter to read Kriyat Shema. Avol litfila ad shechasa libo, until he covers his chest, until he's also wearing a shirt for tefillah, he is not allowed to daven. Okay, so we see clearly over here, based on the Gemara, that there is a chiluk between Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema really represents everything besides tefillah, including brachos and other learning Torah. Hey, Masha ain't came by tefillah. Tefillah is different than all other things of Dvarim Shebek Kedusha. And the reason is, says Rashi over here, Avol tefillah tzarichu laharos etz atzmo ka'omed lifnei amelech. There's a chiluk. The chiluk between Kriyat Shema and other things versus tefillah is tefillah. We are supposed to be looked as if you're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod davening. That's how one is supposed to represent himself. Masha'en came by Kriyat Shema and tefillah. We're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about God. We're praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking, but we're not omed lifnei Hamelech when it comes to Kriyat Shema and other things. And therefore, that's the difference between Kriyat Shema and tefillah. And that's why Paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch Sif Alot the following. I said, Talis Chagura al Masnav. If you have a beged wrapped around your waist, the Chasosomi Masnav Lamata, coming from the waist and down, Aser Lispalel Achi Chasalibo. It is Aser to daven Shmon Esrei until one covers his heart. Meaning, until he has a shirt on, he is not allowed to daven Shmon Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Alf, Titzarechu Lahar, Tleros Atzmo, Ki'ilu Ome Lifnei Amelech Medaber Be'ima. Mash, almost word for word, the word sheet of Rashi over here. He has to look himself as if he's standing in front of the king. Okay? Points out the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Beishi Chasalibu, who didn't call Gufo. He has to have his whole body covered. Obviously, not parts of the body that are normally uncovered, like your face and your hands and stuff like that. But other than that, you have to have your whole body covered for Shmon Esrei. Says the Mishnah in the Mechaber in the Hemshah. Vimloki says libo. If you do not cover your heart, meaning you do not wear a shirt, you're not wearing a shirt. Oshenenes ve'elo v'mayit chasa. Or he's in a place he doesn't own a shirt. He doesn't have a shirt to put on. Okay, it's about his man filo. He doesn't have a shirt available. What does it hold? The kis erva sobis palu yotza. Since he had his erva covered and he davened, he's going to be yotze yedei chovasa. So over here we see lechatchila. One has to have a shirt and his whole body covered. B'diavad, if he does not have his whole body covered, as long as the erva was covered, the tefillah is a good tefillah. However, points out the Bir Halacha over here in the name of the Rambam. Look over here in Zimur Maslo Yotza. Ayin Baram de Mesayim lechatchila liyasa. The Rambam ends off the words, but lechatchila should not do this. And everyone, what are you talking about? Lechatchila should not do this. We just said b'diavad is yotze. V'nidchu v'ero, and all the posts give dochak answers. What is the pshat in the Rambam? V'nir Ali says the Chavetz Chaim, pshat in the Rambam is the fast following. Dishmihana l'mishinana se'ilu v'alachasos. Someone's in an onus situation, he does not have a shirt to put on. Okay, he's wearing pants, he is not wearing a shirt, and it's about to be his man tefillah. What should he do? L'chat chila muta shlo yipal klal. Even though b'diyevin is going to be yotzei Shmon Esrei, better not to daven without a shirt on than to daven. If he davened in b'diyevin, he was yotzei. If he finds out afterwards, he does not have to daven tashlumi mincha, he was yotzei his tefillah. But according to the Bir Halacha, still better not to daven at all. Achakach matzati zeh b'mamar Mordechai, he finds it also in the Mamar Mordechai also. B'nira, derak mishenenes matirim b'kriyat shemasav l'mala oro mesivin ayindal, ababav hachilo. Okay, so over here, we see over here that, once again, lechatchila, what everyone has to have his whole body covered for tefillah. B'diyevin, if he davened with his out of shirt on, he is going to be yotzei yedei chavasa, but lechatchila, he is not allowed to do this. Comes in the Bir Halacha also. So it sounds like as long as he had just had his erva covered, he is going to be yotzei tefillah. However, there's another din that we learned in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. There's something, a din called libo roa esa erva. Even if technically your waist is covered, let's say you already have a blanket over yourself, but there's no separation between your heart and your erva, there's a separate issur derabbanan to do all dvarim shebek kedusha. You always have to have a separation between your heart and your erva. So it points out over here the Bir Halacha. Near the Kayam Adam Ayyub Rashid Siv Shaita Talis Chagura al Masta. We're talking about a case over here where you have a beged that is pressed up against his body, Dein Libo Rasa Erva Gamke. And therefore his lave does not see his erva. Let's say he's just wearing a robe with nothing underneath the robe, so his whole body is covered, but his lev could see his erva. In this case, he's wearing a robe without pants, without underwear. After rak midra bonu, even though this only nisat rabbanu, and kamoshi katan bring garments in $9, because makom tzarich lasterly palel b'diavad is not going to be yotzei tefillah. So you minimally you need in order to be b'diavad yotzei tefillah, you have to have your erva covered, and you have to have a separation between your heart and your erva. L'chatchila, and over here, even over here, according to the Bar Halacha, if you do not have the tzai of your whole kuf is covered, you only have your erva covered, better not to daven at all. If you did daven, you're going to be yotzei bidya. Okay, so that's what comes out over here in Sif Alf. Now, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Katan Gimel disagrees with the Bar Halacha. He holds that if you're nenas, you don't have a shirt, you should daven Shemoneh Esrei. So in Mechlokas, you know, over here, Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, once again, generally we go with the Psakim of the Mishnah Berurah. That is the Mesorah that we have over here, the better not to daven at all. Now, Sif Beis gets into wearing a belt. Okay, there's a couple of different sukkahs in the Gemara that talks about how they used to wear a belt when they daven. The question is over here, what was the purpose of the belt? Is the belt, because of what we just mentioned in the Bir Halacha moments ago, in order to separate between your heart and your erva? Or is it some other special din that there's a special din that by tefillah you're supposed to be wearing a belt? Okay? That's the shaila over here. You definitely have to have a belt. But the question is, why do you need a belt when you're if it's just the nafkamin is going to be, if it's going to be a din, just you have to have a separation. So anything that's separated between your heart and your erva is going to be good enough. It could be the elastic on your underwear. It could be other things that would be good enough. However, if there's a din belt, that's where you get to perhaps this idea of what, you know, wear gartel for davening, because there's a din of wearing a dafka, a belt for tefillah. So says the mechaber over here, you can daik in the mechaber how he helps. Tzarech lezer ezer b'shas tefillah. You have to be wearing a belt in the time of davening. Even if you have a sash going across your body, even if you take care of the problem of libo roas erva mishum hikon, because there's another din of hikon across the shem lokecha Yisrael, you have to prepare yourself for davening in a mechubad way. That's the din over here. It sounds like a din of the belt. Was a din in tefillah that you have a special belt for davening, similar to what we have wearing a gartel? That's what sounds like it's going on over here. Mechaber says, even if you took care of the problem of libo roas erva, you still have to wear a belt. I will shar brachos mutu levarach below chagura, but other brachos you don't have to worry about having the special bar. Me'achar sheish l'michlasayim, once he's wearing pants and he separates between his lev and his erva, you don't have to have the special belt for other brachos. Vein libo rosa erva, and the Ramah just points out he's wearing pants and libo and anal rosa erva, then you could wear it. Sounds like for Shmon Esrei though, similarly we just said, there's an inyan of make sure that you're fully dressed, is also having a special belt for davening, which gets into the shiloh of, okay, seems like the chassidim have it down exactly what, how do all the posts, we're not chassidim, they don't go around, wear a gartel, what goes on, what's with this din over here in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted in the Beis Yosef itself, the Rabbeinu Yerucham says the following, V'kotav Rabbeinu Yerucham she'esh mishikotav, she'mishi rogel lachgur kol hayom, im hitter chagur sakonatu, tzarech lasar v'lachgur. Someone who is knowing to wear a belt all day long, so he is not allowed to take off his belt for davening. But someone who goes the rest of the day without a belt, he doesn't have to have a special belt for davening. The Hainu, what Rabbeinu Yerucham is Megalotas, what Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out, other poskim point out, is that the chagura used to represent, in the time of the Gemara, it was a chashuv garment. It was a special garment that was chashuv that you wore at chashuv times. Therefore, they also wore it for tefillah. To take it off before tefillah is an incorrect thing to do. It was a chashuv din. That's why that's the din of hikon. Hikon is preparing yourself to daven in a respectable manner. A belt represented this respectable thing that people wore back in the day. Therefore, points out Rabbeinu Yerucham, if you're not knowing this, you don't go out in the street like this, you don't generally wear this chashuv belt, so you don't have to do it, then you don't have to wear it for davening, you don't have to have a special belt for davening, and this is where the non-chassidim have come up with the din that you don't have to wear a gartel nowadays, and that's why many, many poskim do not wear a gartel. However, it sounds like from over here, this is not understood from Moreno, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Nevin, so also, one is nakpid to wear a regular belt, forget about a gartel. Where's the regular belt? Because that is the fashion. That's why he would go out in the street wearing a belt. So too, he should wear the belt for davening. He should take, make sure to have the belt on for davening also. He shouldn't take it off for davening. That's how to dress in a respectable manner is. If he wears pants and he always wears a belt, he shouldn't take off the belt for davening. He should wear the belt. What's most important is make sure that he has some type of separation between his lav and his erva in order not to get out of the problem of libo roa essa erva. Okay? Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Salt. He does not wear a gartel. Okay? He does not wear a gartel for davening, but he does wear a belt. He has a belt on, so therefore, over here, once again, that's where it comes out. The Hasidim still go like the pot. The pastor in the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Hasidim. You wear a special dal belt for davening, okay? But not Hasidim. That's where they rely on this Rabbeinu Yerucham to understand over here. They rely on the Rabbeinu Yerucham that you would not need to wear a special garment, a special belt for davening, if you don't normally wear a belt. Siv Gimel. Yesh omrim she'asr lahotzi azkara mipiv v'rosh megula. There are those who say that it is absolutely usr to mention any Shem Hashem, to mention Dvarim Shem Kedusha without your head covered. Without your head covered. V'yesh omrim. And there's others that even say further, she'yesh limchol she'lo likaneis beis knesset b'gilei rosh. That you should be moch, that you should protest against anyone who tries to enter a beis knesset without his head covered. V'yati makbet, that everyone's head is covered. Okay? So that is the din of Eretz Sarchinu. That's the reason why they make even the Goyim put on a kippah, the kotel and stuff like that. Perhaps this means anybody has a respect of the base Knesset, everyone has to have his head covered. But over here, two different dins. One over here is they have to make sure that you do not say brachos, you do not daven, you don't learn Torah, you don't do anything without your head covered. You have to have your head covered. Furthermore, you should be mocha of people try and enter into base Knesset b'gilei rosh. Interesting, very interesting. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw points out over here in Dimra House of base Knesset. He says, "Tzarich lechasos rosho shotinok afilu ben yoma," meaning a child of the bris. This is the meaning. You've seen a kippah on a child of the bris. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsaw holds that's maker to din of the Shulchan Aruch over here. If you have the bris in a shul, and if you have the bris in the shul, the child, even a ben yomo, has to wear a kippah. I don't know. As you see, as the child gets older, okay, they rip off the kippah, and it's very hard to be makpid on it. But he holds that any child at any age requires a kippah when entering into the base knesses. And he says, "Afilu nezus nashim, even if they're nezus nashim, mishim kvod amakom, because that is the covenant of the place." Beis kfaros nashav kamakom kadosh. He says, "Beis kfaros also is the din of a makom kadosh like a shul." V'lachein tzarich lahak mitko beis knesses. Therefore, you also have to be makbid that everyone has their head covered also in a beis kfaros, just like you have over here by the din of beis knesses. Okay, so we see over here that's the second din over here that you have to make makbid not to go into to beis knesses with Gilui Rosh. The first din over here is not saying brachos with Gilui Rosh. What if someone does say a bracha without Gilui Rosh? Is it a good bracha if you do not have your head covered? So Enoch and Nine, the Rav Moshe Feinstein held, if you make a bracha b'di'evid without a kippah on, Igros Moshe Chelak Dalad Simen Mem Os Yedalad holds it is not a good bracha b'di'evid. Your bracha is not a good bracha. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsaw, following the Psakim of Rishon Zalman, holds that b'di'evid your bracha is still a good bracha. It's aser to do it. It's aser to make a bracha without a kippah, but if the bracha is a good bracha, the bracha is still a good bracha. You would not have to repeat the bracha again. Okay? That's in terms of that. In terms of woman, what about woman having their head covered? Bishas bracha. So, both Rishon Zalman and Rav Avadia point out that number one, psulos who don't normally cover their hair, they do not have to cover their hair even when they're making a bracha. However, married women, they say that the minhag is they should try and have their head covered when they're making a bracha. Even bechadri chadari, even if they're in their own house where it's not mekir din, they'd have to cover the hair. When they're making a bracha, they should go ahead and cover their hair. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsaw told me, though, that it's just a minhag tov la'asos. It's a good minhag for them to do it. It's not mekir din. It's not mamish a chiv to go ahead and do. Okay, so that is the din about covering your head. Bezrat Hashem, next time we will cover the rest of the siman over here at Khan for today.